Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. God has promised to give the Jewish nation a piece of real estate 10 times what they have today. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, I heard from the Sanhedrin leadership, the 70 wise Jewish scholars playing a key role in the rebuilding of the next temple. They do believe that President Trump is pushing Prime Minister Netanyahu to expand Israel's borders to what is commanded there in the book of Deuteronomy. In fact, let's talk about this matter of the Jewish people having a God-given right to the land. How do you begin to lay out that from a biblical perspective to build your case?
Well, after the Tower of Babel judgment, God raised up a nation that had never existed before, beginning with Abraham. And God made a covenant with Abraham that he put into place in five stages in Genesis chapters 12, 13, 15, and 17. The first promise is that Abraham will be a great nation, and no nation can be great without land. Then in the next chapter, the Lord gives some details about that land when he says in verse 14, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever." And that term forever is crucial. Then God gives even more details in the next chapter, saying, "To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates." So we're talking about a huge piece of land, which by some estimates is several times the size of Texas. The land covenant in Deuteronomy, God promised to bring his people back from wherever they're scattered across the face of the earth because of his judgments against their unfaithfulness. And there's been a progressive return of Jews to the land for well over 100 years, setting the stage for the ultimate fulfillment of those prophecies during the day of the Lord, which will include both a tribulation and the millennium.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining the headline that the Jewish nation of Israel will have in the future, a nation that geographically will be 10 times what they have today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David James, using the Bible, the Word of God, he has detailed the plan God has for the Jewish people, and in particular, the size of the Jewish nation in the future. The land covenant, Deuteronomy chapter 30, and in fact 38 additional passages of Scripture, reveal that the final Jewish state will be 10 times the amount of land that the Jewish people have today. The land covenant, like all four of God's covenants to the Jewish people, cannot be broken. Therefore, the promised land will be in place for the Jews, most likely in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...